Resolution 2007-08, regarding accommodations for high-stakes testing. Whereas Americans encounter high-stakes testing in at least four pivotal contexts, gateway testing, which determines admission to undergraduate and graduate school, K-12 standardized progress testing, which assesses both school and individual performance and, among other results, determines high school graduation in some states, mastery of skills testing, used most often to ascertain a student's mastery of a subject for correct placement in or satisfaction of college course requirements, and licensure training, through which numerous professions grant or withhold permission to practice a profession. And whereas all four types of tests are standardized and administered under rigid security and advance or admit successful test takers to a desired and desirable result. And whereas blind citizens of all ages share the dread and the hope of their sighted counterparts when approaching any high-stakes test, but blind citizens carry an extra and onerous burden because our methods of reading and writing do not fit into the definitions of standardization and the parameters of security of the high-stakes testing industry. And whereas each blind citizen who approaches one of these test contexts does his or her best with inadequate tools, manages some solution, and moves on, leaving the context unchanged for the next blind victim, since the testing context itself is rigidly individualized and demands that each participant enter and leave alone. And whereas standardized test providers and administrators range from large private companies to state governments to professional associations to combinations of any two or three, rendering the solution of one person's testing difficulties irrelevant to a different person struggling at the same time in the same city with a different set of owners, providers, and administrators. And whereas a partial list of these difficulties includes no access to practice materials and tests in alternative media, unnecessarily complex and burdensome procedures for testing in an alternative medium, which often results in postponing a key testing event to the disadvantage of the blind person, refusal of test owners and/or administrators to allow testing in a medium commonly used by blind people, refusal of test owners and/or administrators to design computer testing to include blind test takers, demands by test owners and/or administrators for administration in outmoded alternative media, and refusal of test owners and/or administrators to recognize that not all human readers are good readers and that meeting and pre-training a human reader is an appropriate accommodation. And whereas these broad failures and the main quirky variations upon them, experienced by an ever-growing line of blind test victims, are almost impossible for a single test taker to combat and overcome due to the complexity of ownership and responsibility, the time-sensitive nature of most high-stakes testing, and the smokescreen raised by all too many test owners and administrators that accommodations for the blind will, they say, breach test security or invalidate standardization. And whereas the result for blind people of this sprawling high-stakes testing mess is that high-stakes testing of the blind tests the stamina, perseverance, determination, and creativity of every blind test taker before the testing day is ever reached, and then all too often tests his or her ability to train a human reader under stressful conditions or to use an unfamiliar reading medium under stress rather than the purported purpose of the test itself, leading to scores often wildly at odds with the student's potential or the professional's routine performance, an outcome that allows standardized testing to brand blind victims as underachievers when they are merely being scored for taking a high-stakes test under adverse and often adversarial circumstances. And whereas modern methods of production of materials, including tests, in alternative media have long since eliminated any rationale for the lack of high-stakes tests in the medium to which a blind test taker is accustomed. And whereas most testing unfairness victimizing blind students could be eliminated by the careful crafting of requirements governing the use of high-stakes testing in educational contexts by the U.S. Department of Education, DOE, which could by regulation adopt a testing bill of rights for the blind in cooperation with high-stakes testers and the National Federation of the Blind, which would mandate the use of modern production methods for practice and test materials, the elimination of unnecessary delays in achieving routine accommodations for blind citizens, and the abandonment of prejudices concerning alternative media, along with requiring test authors to test subjects or mastery rather than the ability to see or to train a reader. And whereas the U.S. Department of Education has a regulatory authority that reaches from K-12 through graduate schools and is also concerned with licensure testing for teachers, meaning that its regulations would cover most high-stakes testing, and the areas not specifically covered by DOE regulations would soon be positively affected by a resolution of this problem, with which all test owners and administrators ineffectually wrestle. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind in convention assembled this 6th day of July 2007 in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, that this organization forcefully draw to the attention of the U.S. Department of Education the urgent need for a testing bill of rights for the blind and the Department of Education's responsibility and opportunity to solve the high-stakes testing challenge so frightening and yet so important to America's blind citizens in a way very different from the testing difficulties of other citizens. And be it further resolved that this organization use all persuasive and legal means at its disposal to bring about a regulation which can be known as, and which can function in reality as, a testing bill of rights for the blind.